be on next week's call. In his place, we have a special treat for everyone. In fact, we have the top money earner from Prepaid Legal as our guest speaker. Now, to introduce him, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, and to Millionaire Club member, the executive vice president of Prepaid Legal, and the leader of our More Success team, Mr. Ken Moore.
Well, Randy, we wish Mr. Stolzer was on tonight. He will be on next Monday night, but we were so fortunate. I mean, when I say fortunate, it's not the proper word. This next gentleman's been with the company forever, has made more money. In fact, this guy has made so much money, I think the government's asking him to bail him out. I'm not sure about that last statement, but I wouldn't be surprised. I've watched him over the years, very highly respect him, and I'll tell you what, he did more presentations of network marketing than anybody has ever done in the history of Prepaid, yet he's going stronger today than he was the first day I met him. He's a man that I admire and respect, and I wish to introduce you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, the leader of Prepaid Legal, Mr. Dave Savola.
Well, Ken, thank you. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you loud and clear. And Dave, we do. You don't know how much we appreciate you being on the call tonight. As you can tell, we do have quite a few people on here, and they're very anxious to hear you.
Well, actually, I've been listening for probably the last 10 minutes, and I've heard the introductions from all over the United States, and just want to, first of all, as I always do, number one, what you guys have done, the Moore team, I really appreciate the opportunity to be on the call tonight. And of course, you know, it's not always, it's very difficult to replace Mr. Stonecipher, but hopefully I can share some words of wisdom with everybody tonight that might be of great value to all of you. And again, I do appreciate the invite, and it's a very exciting time in the world of prepaid legal services. For all of you tonight that are on this call with me, first of all, congratulate you because one of the most important things that I have found in my years of being involved in this business is really the key to success is just being around successful people. And, whether it be a conference call, whether it be a weekly meeting, whether it be a Super Saturday, whatever the event may be, it's very critical that we associate ourselves with people that are going in the same direction that you're going in or the direction that you want to go in because, you know, that's really where you learn. You know, my track record in this business is really just a direct result of just constantly being busy, constantly being in a very active and really what I call an offensive mode. And with that, you know, it just seems to be that you gain knowledge, you gain a lot of a strength. And, of course, you know, obviously your attitude gets stronger along the road with that. And obviously, you become pretty good at it as time goes on. So, I'm not skipping much of a beat, as Ken pointed out tonight. I really think that all of us need to recognize that we probably, after this 36, 37 years of the history of our company, have finally come to the position where we're really, we finally reached the starting gates of the opportunity of our business today. And I reflect back and I think of all the things that we went through over the last 15, 16 years to get to this point, it really took a great deal of really commitment and leadership by all of us to make all this happen. But now, of course, we've arrived at the starting gates with credibility. We've arrived at the starting gates with a financially secure and solid company in the world we live in today. And we obviously arrived at the starting gates with an opportunity and a product that is so critical in the times that we live in, and that will constantly increase, as many of you well know. You know, as each night we go to bed right now, we're constantly being bombarded with a lot of negative news. We wake up, unfortunately, with a lot of negative news in regards to the economy and what's taking place. Well, you know, you and I cannot change that. You know, we can't change what's happening in the financial world, as a whole. But what we can do tonight is really make decisions that can change where we are economically because we have such an opportunity in front of us. And that really what it all comes down to. I think I said at the national convention as far as, you know, everybody talking about it, running for president, and everybody's talking about both sides of the fence are talking about the word change and change and change. Really, the bottom line is that, you know, my real concern is that whoever becomes president keeps our country safe, and it keeps in the free enterprise systems, allow me to have the opportunity to change my economic, you know, position in life. The real change comes from us. And when we make that decision, then I can tell you right now, there really isn't anything that's going to really stop you from becoming successful in this business as long as you pursue what I call the road to success And, of course, in my opinion, it really has no end. And that's the road I continue to be on and continue to run because I don't want to miss a minute of what this business opportunity is really all about. So when you look today at the world around us, and you look at our company, think about a number of different things. Do we have the right product? Well, the answer to that is obviously yes, because the need today is more greater than it's ever been just because of the issues that basically the world has really engulfed itself around. Is identity theft today a great need, or is our identity product a great need? Well, absolutely, because identity theft is escalating. Anytime economic situations become more stressful, the identity theft issue becomes more rampant, and that's exactly where we're at today. Along with that, what kind of a company do we have? Do we have the right kind of a company, a secure company financially? Well, we're cash rich, so you can go to bed tonight not worrying about, what takes place on Wall Street, because what really takes place is really the world of prepaid legal services in Ada, Oklahoma. We've got a cash rich company today. And are we the kind of secure, the kind of credibility that we really want? Well, if some of you were on the call this afternoon or this morning with Mr. Stonesheimer, whether it be the group call or regular 11 o'clock in the morning call that we do each and every Monday, what do we hear on that call? We hear about the fact that Mark Brown just got back from actually flying in the plane with the Attorney General of the state of Mississippi. Along with that, Mr. Stonesheimer was in Dallas, Texas, meeting with the advisory council that's part of our company today, which is former attorney generals. And again, we constantly have active and retired attorney generals involved in our program today, along with the fact that Mr. Stonesheimer mentioned the past president of the American Bar Association actually wants to do and would participate in a recruiting video on behalf of our company. Well, if you think and look around at companies today, where are other companies producing that type of credibility? Well, I can tell you it just doesn't exist. And secondly, they don't want to be attached to a lot of other companies. Why? Because most of them are marketing things that really don't have the value and basically have a stigma to them. We don't have any kind of stigma to what we've got because we can be very proud of what we're doing and what we're marketing today. And, of course, we already know we've touched less than 2% of the marketplace. So, that's why tonight I want to talk to all of you on the call because, really, as has been said a million times before, the greatest sale that we ever make in this business is when we sell ourselves. And once you're sold on all this, nothing's basically going to stop you if you can put your plan in action today. I also mentioned the fact today or this morning a little bit about 401ks. Last time Mr. Stonesheimer happened to be on my call on Sunday evening, and today he asked me to talk a little bit about 401ks, which obviously we know have been devastated in our country today. But ask yourself tonight, as you're building a prepaid legal business, and each membership that you market, whether it be you personally or through your downline organization, what type of 401k are you really developing? Are you developing one that's going to basically suffer from Wall Street's transactions? Well, the answer to that is obviously it's not going to happen. Because today, and I know Ken and all the entire Moore family on this call today, have built massive businesses, and with that, massive residual income. And I can guarantee you that they've been around a lot longer than I have. And some of the memberships they marketed over 20-plus years ago, they're still getting paid that same dollar amount in residual income year after year after year after a year. That has not fluctuated. And that's why when you really look at the security blanket that you're developing in this business today, it's something that basically is not going to be affected as the market is today. So sell yourself tonight on the fact that, look, each day that you get up and develop your prepaid legal business, what you're really depositing in the bank account of your opportunity for you, your family, and possibly even generations down the road. Now, with all that being said, let me just talk about a couple of things tonight that I think could be helpful for you. If the secret of success is really what you do on a daily basis, and here's a question that all of you have to ask yourself as you hang up this call tonight. You have to ask yourself, what am I actually doing on a day-to-day basis to improve my business? Am I doing the right things? Am I doing the PBRs? Am I doing the exposures? And if the answer is that is yes, whether or not you're getting the great results or not, you're on the right track. You're on the right you're on the right trail of opportunity. I found a long time ago that the little deposits each day will result in the big money down the road. Think about the little piggy bank or the little jar or can that you come home each and every night and you have that loose change in your pocket. And it's always a special place that everybody puts it. And then after a while, you know, maybe it's your grandchildren, maybe yourself, you decide, hey, look, you know, the jar is pretty well filled up. Let's dump it all out and start counting up and see how much money's in here. And aren't you always surprised to find that all that loose change actually equates out to be a great deal of big dollars? And you're always surprised with that. Well, the business is much the same. It's the small day-to-day deposits that wind up making the big dollars. And that's why, you know, my methodology of building this business has always been that the day-to-day things is what's going to make my business grow. Along with that, obviously, putting together and helping with the weekly meeting systems across the country that all of you may have. But many of you on this call tonight in your market areas haven't began to set up your weekly meeting system. You know, some of you may be in some remote areas of the country right now, and you're depending upon this call and so forth. My challenge to you would be set up your weekly meeting. Start putting together your movie theater of the world of prepaid legal services and stick with it. As we started here in Atlanta, Georgia, back in 1993, I can tell you that the first people that showed up at that meeting was my wife, myself, and maybe one other person came, although I had a room full of chairs set up, invited a lot of people. So, yeah, I experienced all those same things that all of you go through each and every day, too, and I still do today. And I find that's just part of the transition in building a business. So, again, what we did is we made sure that we always kept the doors open and consistently started building that weekly meeting system until people bought into the philosophy of what this thing was all about. And, again, the importance of being regular with those weekly meetings. And from that point in time, we started building the infrastructure of our business across not only Georgia but across the whole United States and Canada today. And that's why the organization has grown to such a large entity in the world of prepaid legal services. Wasn't any magic, wasn't any great bullet that wasn't any special bullet that made it all happen. It was just dedication, hard work, and a daily routine that I haven't changed yet to this very day. So, you know, number one tonight, just keep in mind that your activity level is going to increase your profitability level. So if you're doing the day-to-day things, everything's going to come into play. Some of you may say, well, I'm part-time. I can't really dedicate that much time to it. Well, here's the thing you have to decide. Where are you time now that's going to pay off the dividends? Or should you be taking the most unproductive times that you've got and put it into a productive activity? Meaning, even if you're part-time in this business today, as many of you might be guests on this call tonight or relatively new associates, tomorrow morning start meeting some different people for breakfast. Get up a little early. Go to lunch with somebody different, okay? And that evening then, you know, instead of just coming home and sitting around, make sure that you set up an appointment somewhere and start to get you out and about in front of people. Because, again, the more you do it, the better that you're going to get at it. And that's really the key. From that point in time, once you've got a new person involved in this business, the most important thing you can do in step two is basically meet the people that they know as fast as you can. And that's why I always challenge a brand new person, whether it be Ken Moore. I would say, Ken, look, you know, right now, I says, you're very interested and you're very excited about this program, but if we're really going to launch this in a big way, what we need to do is meet the people you know as fast as we can. And that came down then to setting up that meeting and letting myself get in front of their prospects, okay, and their contacts. And from there, the multiplication factor just starts to set in place. You're looking for leaders. You're looking for duplicatable people like yourself. You know, tonight I was on a football field because many of you know I coach kids. And, you know, although we have a number of kids on the football team, not all of them are the starters. So where do I want to spend my time? Do I want to spend my time with the third string, the second string, or do I want to spend my time with the starters? Well, I guarantee you, you know, out there where you know, the Moores are located today, Oklahoma has been ranked number one in the country as far as football is concerned. I can tell you right now that coach is not spending a lot of time with the second and third team, although he knows it's important because of the depth charts. He's spending his time with the players who really want to participate, who've proven they want to participate, who are dedicated to participate, and that's where the coach is spending the greatest deal of time getting the reps in to those players. So that's what I want to do in the business. We're all looking tonight for leaders. Do we have to go through a number of people to find them? Certainly we do. You know, if you take a deck of cards tonight, and maybe this will be a good little test for all of you. Take a deck of cards tonight and just basically start turning them over. Isn't it interesting that, you know, you're not going to get an ace every time, but you might go through 10 cards and all of a sudden, here comes the ace. They might go and do through another 20 cards. Then here comes another ace, backed up with another ace. You know, see, if you looked at your business and said, if I went through a deck of cards, 52 cards in a deck, and I could wind up with two or three or four aces out of this 52, would that be valuable? Well, I think the Moore family's an ace. I think Dave Savola's an ace. Somebody turned over enough cards, and I happen to be one of the aces in that deck, when that person turned that card over. Meant that I was an ace. I was an attitude person. I had the A for attitude. I was looking. I was ambitious. I was aggressive. You know, that's what the A on ace really stands for, okay? And then, obviously, I had to learn and develop ability, with the program. So as what happens too often is some of us take that deck of cards, we turn over five cards, and we don't get the ace, and we just put the deck of cards away. Although the real secret was is the sixth card you were about to turn over was going to be your success story in the world of prepaid legal. That was going to be the person that you sponsor that's going to take off with this business. And I can tell you today that within my own organization and leadership on this call tonight, those aces that I eventually turned over don't need me. They don't need Dave Savola to motivate them, excite them, and get them to be profitable. They made the decision on their own once they saw this opportunity. They decided they wanted to play in this arena, in this game. So tonight, I just appreciate the fact that I've had an opportunity to spend a few minutes with all of you on the call tonight. Heard great numbers from all over the country tonight. So obviously you're all leaders on here tonight. Make leadership decisions, but most importantly, create leadership activity. And with that, your business will explode and grow. We can constantly tell you day after day, we've never been in a better position in the world of our company to explode as we are right now. So with that, all the more, so many, I mean, it's taking all night to go through them all, second, third generations of $100,000 ring earners in this organization, pretty proud to be invited on your call tonight, Ken. Thank you for giving me a little of your time.
Dave, I want to tell you what, we just appreciate you so very much. You'll never know how much we appreciate you being on tonight. Thank you for all your leadership, the knowledge that you bestow upon our team and others throughout the United States. If we could ever befriend you in anything, you just have to pick up the phone and call us. Thank you so very much for tonight.
Well, thank you. God bless everybody.
Semper Fi.
Semper
Fi. Thank you, Mr. Savola. This is Randy. I appreciate you very much. I appreciate your friendship, your camaraderie. I appreciate what you brought to this company. Now I want to go out to Albuquerque, New Mexico, to Platinum 3 Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, $250,000 ring earner. He's the Senior Group Vice President for New Mexico, Mr. Kyle Kimbrell. Kyle, are you on?
Yes, Mr. Moore, I am here.
Kyle, you know, the first Monday of every month, we do a special group training call for our group marketing associates, and tonight you were the special group trainer, and we had a large number of associates on that call. You just did an outstanding job. I just want to tell you how much we appreciate what you brought to our team and the training. And I know you're going to be putting up some of the training on our new More Success Team website. Is that correct?
That's true. I'm going to be contributing, and that's a great resource. So it was great to have that launch at the More Success Breakout in Las Vegas just a few weeks ago.
And also, Kyle, we've got a special promotion for the month of October you were going to go over with everybody. Is that correct?
Yes. I just want to remind people of the, I sent out a text during the beginning of the month when I first saw the email, I think on September 30th or may have been October 1st, but, it's harvest time. So just as Mr. Savula said, a great line. I always like to listen to a training. What are two nuggets that you could – apply, that's my goal thing. What are two nuggets I can get out of this training, conference call, Super Saturday, weekly briefing, core training, weekly training, whatever it is that I'm plugging into? But, he said activity increases your profitability. And, that really just, that's simple. But that is something that transcends not only prepaid legal, but just all marketing or really success in general. If you want more, do more. But he gave something key to the network marketing industry, and that was, as quickly as you can, meeting people that they know. Your new recruit, getting to their list. They have to get to their list. And, you know, with this special that corporate came out, now you have, I mean, you can get to a very profitable position, managed position in prepaid legal services now with a little bit less activity, but you have to have a sense of urgency. So really you're going to have to create your activity, especially for the new people on the call, and meet the people as quickly as possible, because it's very exciting. Because instead of needing 100 sales or at least 36 people on your team, someone right now, a brand new person, go out and take one person who gets three and helps those three people on that new person's front line get CFT qualified. And that is what? Just making two sales in one person. A brand new person right now could go out and get seven people on their team. If they did that in the October, I'm not talking about people prior to October. There are some rules that are on the back office. But a brand new person go out and get seven people on their team and reach the manager position. That's through October 31st. Put this in perspective. A brand new person go out and get three people that get seven, and they could be a director by the end of the month. And some people in prepaid legal are going to do that. Now, is that more work? Yes. A lot of activity like Mr. Savola talked about? Absolutely. But the bottom line is prepaid legal always comes out with some type of incentive, whether that's things like expansion bonuses or maybe it's a manager mayhem. Take advantage of it. We never know how long things last. All they do is they continue to pay more money and help people move up the ladder at a faster rate. And I just want to encourage everyone, you know, everyone on the team, almost every person on the call tonight as a brand new person, put down their mindset. Go out and, you know, help one person get three that get CFT qualified, and they could be a manager by the end of the month. Exciting times in prepaid legal services. Back to you, Mr. Mark.
Thank you, Mr. Kimbrell. Appreciate that. I also want to remind everyone that the $49 associate fee is in effect this month, so please take advantage of that. Now I want to go out to Fort Worth, Texas, the $200,000 income earner. He's a Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, are you on? Do we have Mr. Jeff Hughes on?
I'm here. Trying to figure out how to use my phone. So.
All right, I've got you on. Jeff, I know you had a very exciting time. You had a great Super Saturday in Fort Worth this past Saturday. Would you like to share that with the team?
Yeah, we did. We hosted Tony Hughes. He came in from Tucson, Arizona, to work with one of his team that was actually won a contest. She recruited the most people in the whole organization and was able to win a week with Tony Hughes. So Tony's down here working with her every day. And so we took advantage of him being in the marketplace and had him speak at our Super Saturday. We had our biggest turnout we've had in years. It was so much fun, standing room only, and he just did a wonderful job. We had a great time and just got the associates all excited. A lot of good things going on. I liked what Mr. Savola was speaking of. I've always been a big believer in the power of the business briefing, you know, the power of the meeting, period, whether that be a lunch meeting, a home meeting, or a business briefing. It doesn't really matter. You just got to meet the people. And as you get there and you start sharing this opportunity, it's just such a great idea, and the time is, you know, it's never been more needed. People are really hurting. They're hurting for lack of good counsel and lack of access to the justice system, and everybody is literally freaked about the economic situation. And I think nobody's questioning the fact that the state is going to be entering into some really tough months and years ahead, and then the government's not going to rescue us. It's really going to be up to us, and we've got to, you know, cut down on our expenses, and we also have to increase our income. And this is a great way to do it. You don't have to spend a lot of money to start this business. It's literally stuff that you can take right out of your budget. It doesn't upset it at all. And by plugging into the systems of prepaid legal, you know, using that Getting Started Right program and the CFT system, going to your briefings, plugging into your trainings, everything that's required to be successful is already in place. And I would just encourage everybody on the More Success team to get more involved, be more helpful, and really build your home marketplaces. If you don't have a meeting in your town and it's not convenient to get to another one, you know, get yourself a private business reception and start your own briefing. Start it in your living room. Invite some friends to come over, and some of them will join in the business, and one thing will grow to the next. Mr. Savola, you go back and look at the story of his success in prepaid legal. He started most of these marketplaces, whether it be Dallas or, you know, Ohio or wherever it was in the country that he was at. He started that marketplace in the living room of a you know, brand-new associate who had some friends over. And one thing grew to another. We're so excited here in our region. We've been working really hard. We have nine briefings going now, or will shortly here in the next couple weeks, just in our region. And, you know, that's a good thing, because everywhere you've got a meeting, you've got a group of people that are supporting that briefing, and those people have stepped up and doing, you know, more than the average associate would. I'll just tell everybody again, I just think it's a better time to build prepaid legal than there is today. You know, there'll be good times in the future, but I think we'll look back and go, wow, that was a perfect moment to build this business, because everything is going our way. And I appreciate Mr. Moore's having me on the conference call. I'll kick it back over to you.
All right, Mr. Hughes, appreciate that. Did Mr. Tony Hughes, did you get on in speaker mode?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
All right, Tony, I know that you're down in Texas working with your team. What are some of the good things that's going on down there with you?
Man, I'm so tired I can barely even talk, Randy. They're working me like a dog. It's been a great time the last few days. We've just been going from one event to another, and you know, Super Saturday was a great event. Had an opportunity to spend time with some family on Sunday, and today has been an incredible day today. We've been recruiting, we've been training, we've been busy, and tomorrow it's just all day starting at about 7:30, 8:30 in the morning. We're driving across over to Dallas to meet with a new potential platinum executive on our team, and so just running and gunning. I'm excited. I'm actually headed to Chicago on Wednesday. I'll be up there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So if anybody knows anybody up in the Chicago market, I'll be doing the business briefing up there with Rob Vanderwill. I think that's his name, in the northern part of the Chicago marketplace, and then home Saturday night. So no rest for the weary.
Well, I appreciate you and all the work you're doing, Tony. Keep up the good work. And I want to remind everybody on the call that you can go to our website, moresuccessteam.com. You can hear three Millionaire Club members. You can hear Mr. Tony Hughes, Mr. Jeff Hughes, Mr. Kyle Kimbrell, all doing the new core training for new associates. We've got it recorded where you can bring down the PowerPoint presentation, follow right along with their training. They do an incredible job. If you have a new a recruit that can't get to a core training in person, just go to the website. Let these Millionaire Club members train your people for you. And if you hadn't listened to that training yourself, you need to go listen to it, because you can pick up new stuff. You can listen to it over and over again. Like they say, you can be right in your own home in your pajamas if you want to, getting the training from Millionaire Club members. So I encourage everyone on the call to do that. Again, I want to thank Mr. Tony Hughes, Mr. Jeff Hughes for being on, Mr. Kyle Kimbrell, of course, Mr. Dave Savola, the number one money earner in prepaid legal, is our guest speaker tonight. I also want to let everybody know that next Monday night, Mr. Stonecipher, which was scheduled to be on our call tonight, had to reschedule. He will be our guest speaker next Monday night, so put that on your call. Also remember that 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, that we will do a special small business training call. We do that once a month, the second Monday of every month we do that call. So if you're interested in doing the small business aspect of prepaid legal, make sure that you get on that call. And with that, I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Ken Moore.
Can you hear me okay, Randy?
Yes, sir.
Wasn't sure if I'm muting myself out or not. Randy, of course, we don't want to forget Bruce, too, tonight, and let all the team pray for Bruce. He's having a very hard time with his heart tonight, so we need to pray for him. You know, what a great call we've had. Both calls were absolute tremendous. Kyle did such a great, great job on the group training call, and then Dave did a wonderful job. And then, I appreciate Tony and Jeff both for having their people on the call. Tony, I think with 39 that he had them that one call in. I think what a tremendous job. Jeff had a huge bust there. What a great call we had tonight. Sorry, Mr. Stonecipher couldn't be here. And, Randy, I still want to encourage everyone to get enrolled already for the Moore Breakout for Oklahoma City. You know, it's not too early to do that. In fact, it's a good time to do it, because people are gradually filling up. They realize it's going to be on Sunday this time. They realize they can go to all the other trainings and still be at the Breakout. So each week we want to be sure and encourage them that. As far as the economy is concerned, remember, any time's a good time for prepaid legal. I want to thank everybody for being on. I want to say God bless you and good night.